This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
I want to spend a moment of time in a window of prayer. Revelation chapter 13, beginning from verse number 1. Are you there in Revelation 13? And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and his great authority. The dragon gave him his power. The dragon gave him his seat. The dragon gave him great authority. There is a dragon that we need to contend with for the liberty of our nation. This dragon claims to have the ability to bequeath to men the seat for governance, the seat for government. Hallelujah. And right now we are in a quagmire. We are in a very terrible situation because this dragon has risen again and he seeks to yet manipulate our corporate destiny further. But we want to take a moment of time and pray. Hallelujah. The prayer is simple. We want to defeat the dragon from manipulating the seat of government in Nigeria. Are you still with me? Are you with me? We want to defeat the dragon from manipulating the seat of government in Nigeria. We want to resist the authority of the dragon to manipulate the destiny of this nation. Hallelujah. So to take us in that national prayer of deliverance and salvation, we want to invite Papa. Somebody, yes. Papa, yes. He's the father of Pentecostals in this part of the nation. And so we want to invite him. This dragon must be humiliated. The dragon must be displaced. And the will of God must be released into the territory. Please welcome Papa to lead us in prayer. Yes.
We are going to war against dragon. How many of you are qualified to fight dragon? How many of you are qualified? According to the message I've just heard now, let us position ourselves. If you are born again, like Ikechukwu has said, dragon is under your feet. Do you know what the Bible says? Dragon is what? Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Somebody read. Quick. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Quick. 10:19. Quick. Is dragon a serpent? Is a dragon a serpent? So it's under the feet of a man or a woman that is born again. But let's go to Paul. Jesus is the head, we are the part of the body. Everything is under the feet of Jesus Christ. But if you and I were down, we'll be making noise like mosquito here. Nothing will happen. But if you were not down, and I were not down, the Master is here. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, he says, where two or three gather in my name, I am where? Is he here? Everybody say, Jesus is here. Is he me? So I can fight dragon. I can fight serpent. I can fight Satan. No, Satan appeared in the Garden of Eden. In a snake. One snake, but no, all snakes are under our feet. So where is Satan? Under our feet. Please. I want you to see this. The third scripture, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 and 19. If you are born again, you are a church built on the rock. That rock is Jesus Christ. And the gates of hell, you will never overcome. Serpent appeared in the Garden of Eden, number one, the snake. Then verse 19, he has given us the keys of the kingdom. Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose here will be loosed in heaven. So God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the host of angels, and all the promises in the Bible, they are backing us. If they are not backing you, they are backing me. That's why I'm leaving. Eh? Yes. I've been fighting for over 70 years now. If the devil had power over me, he would have killed me. You know that? 70 years is not 70 weeks. It's not 70 months. One thing, the power of Satan can really, really depress us is doubt. If you cannot doubt, like I was talking about temptation, me have been boasting for many years. I said there is no woman that can see my pant. I started saying it many years ago. A woman who wants to see my pant, let her wait. If Jesus tarry, if the day she hears of my obituary, let her come and enter into my coffin. But as I'm leaving, no way. Everybody say, no woman. No woman. No woman. No woman on earth can knock me down from today in Jesus' name. What are women, you now? Every woman, no man now. Only women. No man on earth, no man on earth can knock me down. From now till I die. Only my husband. If I will not marry. If I will not marry. No man will see my path. In the name of Jesus. Amen. If you give me my seat. My hand seat. Now. I want her to scatter for this prayer. They gave me 30 minutes. I want her to scatter. You can scatter here. I want us to really pray a prayer. Believing dragons are under us. Take this scripture. Luke 10:19. Matthew 16:19. You have the keys. Everybody stretch your hand up, your right hand. Say, I have the keys. God gave me the key. Jesus is the God. He handed over this key to me. Before he left, I am going to use this key now to destroy dragons or any snake that is fighting Nigeria in any religion at all. This afternoon, I know I'm a champion. I'm an overcomer. I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. Through Jesus Christ, the world is under me. The world is under me. Satan is under me. All demons are under me. Principalities and powers are under me. Rulers of darkness are under me. Spiritual hosts of wickedness are under me. All religious demons are under me. And all the wicked people in the world, they are under me. Shout it again. All the wicked people in the world, they are under me. I can command them. I can bound them. I can bound them. When I bound them here, they will be bound in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Everybody, lift up your right hand and close your eyes. I pray that everybody will see Jesus here. Everybody will see angels. And we see the power. He's here to confirm our word. He's here. Today is a wonderful day. Particularly this hour. So let's believe. Let us lose ourselves and lose Nigeria. Once and for all. Believe that today is the deliverance of yourself and Nigeria. The deliverance of yourself and Nigeria. Begin to pray. In Jesus' name. Listen. When Apostle said, I should come that we will destroy what? The time of binding is not the time of speaking in tongues. You finish first. Bind everything before you enter into tongues. And if you are allowing the Holy Spirit, like he was teaching us, the Holy Spirit, as we are praying, he will just take over your mind. No struggle. No struggle. So now he's binding all the religious demons. All right, there are two religious demons that was prophesied, Sidney Jacob, and in 2002, Guatemala meeting, he said, the problem of Nigeria is occultism. You have the copy. Uh-huh. Then, the late Elton, when he met us, I think he had that prophecy in 1962 or 64. That the problem of Nigeria is Islam, which is now. So the two dragons we are going to deal with. Two dragons. All right, let's go. Lift up your right hand, whoever. Ask God to send more angels for this battle. Open your mouth. Let God send the angels to us now. Even angel Michael should be sent to us. Begin to bind all the dragons. Command thunder. wherever they are, in the water, on the mountain, in the hill, in the valley. Stand up, stand up. Stand up. Everywhere. In Atlantic Ocean, River Benue, all rivers in Nigeria. Command thunder to shatter them. Believe. Command thunder and lightning. Let's ask God to release headstone. Let the headstone come down upon those dragons. Every evil. Father, have mercy. Hear your prayer. Hear our prayer. Hear our prayer. Answer our prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, confirm your word. Confirm your word. Dragons. Dragons of Israel. Dragons of Occult. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bind you. Break your power. Put on your stronghold. Cast down your imagination. Taking captives every thought. I command you to obey. Fire from heaven. The God of Elijah, send the fire. Consume. If I'm a man of God, let the fire come down. Consume you. Let the fire come down. Let the fire come down. Let the fire come down everywhere they are. Let the fire come down everywhere the dragons are. Everywhere the dragons are. Everywhere the dragons are. Everywhere the dragons are. All snakes. All religious demons. The territorial demons. The prince of the air. Every power. Religious demon. Fire come down. Thunder. Consume. Consume. Come soon. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Listen. Anywhere they hid their weapons, every weapon to kill Christians, jet bomber, missiles, anything at all, let's lift it up our hand. Everywhere in Nigeria, let the fire and thunder come down and destroy all the weapons. And the altars, those who are servicing the altar, let the fire come down. All their weapons, spiritual weapon, physical weapon, financial weapon, educational weapon of them, everything. Shatter in the name of Jesus. In the forest, let the fire fall upon them. In the forest, in the mighty name of Jesus, let every power, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, consume, 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 consume everything. Render them power, jet bombers, everything. Oh, missile, consume. Let the fire consume everything. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, fire from heaven. Fire from heaven. Fire from heaven. The God of Elijah. The God of Elisha. Yes, everywhere they are. Everywhere they are, everywhere the weapons are, fire, 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 fire. Let the angels chase them. Let the angels chase them. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No, we are going to ask God, because some of you, me, I'm going to command them. Some of you don't know the angels that are given to you. You can send the angels. You can command the angels. We who are mature, let's command the angels all over Nigeria. in the forest, on the mountain, and everywhere. Scatter them completely. Pray, 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 pray. Ask God to send the angels, billions of angels all over Nigeria. Believe God. It's happening. Let the glory of God cover Nigeria. And let the angels butcher all. Let the angels set everything on fire. We give you the glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And adoration. Yes, Lord, fire. Fire, the God of fire. The God of Elijah sent down fire. The God of Elijah sent down fire. The God of Elijah sent down fire. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let the angels set everything on fire. 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 Yes. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, we are going to a serious battle now. I want you to believe that everything God has created speaks. All things speak. And we are going to ask all the creation of God in Nigeria to turn against them, to fight our enemies. Everybody, look at what I'm doing. Let the earth turn against them. Let all the trees turn against them. The stones, the rocks, anything you can call, begin to call. Begin to call. Begin to call. Let the earth reject them. Let the earth reject them. The trees reject them. The water reject them. The food reject them. Everything turn to fire. Command everything to turn to fire against our enemies, anywhere they are. The water in their hand be won to fire. Everything they touch, let it turn to fire. Everything. Command the earth. Let the earth reject them. Let the earth reject them. Everything God has created, reject them. Yes, Lord, reject them. Water, reject them. Trees, reject them. Food, reject them. Every evil. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, earth. 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 He reject them. He reject them. He reject them. 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 Reject them in the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, stand up. Now we are going to ask God what he did for King Jehoshaphat and King Hezekiah. He will do for us. Let the enemies turn against themselves. And let God send angels into their camp. Let them begin to fight themselves. And the angels into their camp. Lift up your right hand. Command everything, the air, the wind, Let the wind of fire begin to blow them. Yes, command the wind of fire begin to blow them. The wind of fire in everywhere they are. The wind of fire and confusion among themselves. Confusion among themselves, fighting themselves. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Abba Father. Send on fire. 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 More. Every creation reject them. Confusion among them. They begin to kill themselves. Begin to butcher themselves. Oh, Father, hear the cry of the blood of innocent. Oh, that I've been killed. I'm missing. I'm missing, Lord. 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 I'm missing. I'm missing. I'm missing. Nigeria is for Jesus. Nigeria is for Jesus. The Christians are singing. Nigeria is for Jesus.
Nigeria is for Jesus. Nigeria is for Jesus. The Christians are singing. Nigeria is for Jesus.
Nigeria is for Jesus. Nigeria is for Jesus. The Christians are singing. Nigeria is for Jesus.
Nigeria is for Jesus. Nigeria is for Jesus. The Christians are singing. Nigeria is for Jesus.
Now, let's enthrone Nigeria. Jesus on Nigeria. Let us enthrone him. On Nigeria, let him take over because he created Nigeria, not Satan, not demon. Everybody, open your mouth. Lord Jesus, we enthrone you. We give Nigeria to you. We give Nigeria to you. We enthrone you. Take over. With the angels, take over. Take over. Take over. Take over. Take over. Take over. Take over Nigeria. 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 Take over Nigeria with the angels. Yes, Lord. Clear everything, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. We enthrone you. We enthrone you. Take over Nigeria. Take over Nigeria. Take over Nigeria. Take over Nigeria. Let this mosquito seed. Let the voice of mosquito seed. Let the voice of mosquito seed in Nigeria. Cover Nigeria with the blood of Jesus. All mosquitoes die. All the mosquitoes die. All the mosquitoes die. In the mighty name of Jesus. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. The prophecy of Pastor Ethan said the fire will burst up and consume Israel. This is my last point now. Let's be serious. I've got to send that fire. Let God send that fire now. The fire of revival. Everybody, me and business. If you can pray, let's lift up our two hands. Let him send that fire. That fire of revival, the word fire of revival, the word fire of revival, the word fire of revival, Father, send down. Send down, Lord. Send down the word fire of revival. Send down the word fire of revival. Send down the word fire of revival. Sing down the one I will remember. Yes, Lord. 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 Send down the revival. Send down the fire. Send down the fire of revival. Send down the fire of revival. Send down the fire of revival. We give you the glory. We give you honor. We give you praises. Yeah, let the fire begin to burn. Let the fire begin to burn. Let the fire begin to burn. No. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name. Everybody, begin to thank God. Our prayers are answered. Mark 11:24, thank you, Father. Thank you for answering our prayer. Thank you, Lord. You will do more. Even the one we have not asked, you will do it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to continue in our prayer and travail. The Bible says there are many plans in a man's heart, but nevertheless the counsel of the Lord shall stand. You see, as a church, we want to invoke the hand of God over our nation, that the counsel of the Lord concerning the next election will stand. That the will of God for Nigeria will come to pass. Amen. God is a God who does not only have plans and callings for individuals alone, but God has callings for families. He has callings for cities. He has plans and purposes in his heart for nations. And we're going to insist in prayer that the will of God for our nation will stand. That which is on the heart of God concerning 2023 election shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. But before we begin to invoke that, we're going to go into a season of spiritual warfare. Because we know that for the will of God to come, there are demonic structures, there are powers that must be dismantled. There are roadblocks that must be removed. A highway must be made for the Lord to come. The Bible said the mountains shall be removed, the valley shall be filled, and a highway shall be prepared for the will of our God to come to pass in our nation. Amen. So I want to lead us. Turn with me to Nahum chapter 3. I want to read from verse 1 to 4. It says, woe to the bloody city. It is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departed not. The noise of a whip and the noise of the rattling of wheels and of the prancing horses and of the jumping chariots. The horsemen lifted up both the bright sword and the glistering spear. There is a multitude of slain and a great number of carcasses. There is none end of their corpses. They stumble upon their horses because of the multitude of the whoredom of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcraft, that selleth nations through her whoredom and families through her witchcraft. And so the prophet tells us that you see dead in the land, you see corpses everywhere, you see the horses riding, swords and spears and wickedness in the land. He tells us that there is a principality responsible. He said because of the multitude of the whoredom of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcraft. He said this mistress sells nations, families through witchcraft, nations through harlotry. We want to pray. We want to pray that the hand of God will begin to judge the powers. I want to read another scripture and this will be the last. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 19. Isaiah chapter 19, verse 19. Isaiah 19. And verse 19. It says, in that day, there shall be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar at the border thereof to the Lord. And it shall be for a sign and for a witness unto the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt.
For they shall cry unto the Lord because of the oppressors, and he shall send them a Savior, a great one, and he shall deliver them. And the Lord shall be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians shall know the Lord in the day, and shall do sacrifice and oblation. Yea, they shall vow a vow unto the Lord and perform it. Verse 22. And the Lord shall smite Egypt, he shall smite and heal it. And they shall return unto the Lord, and he shall be entreated of them, and he shall heal them. And so the prophet says, an altar shall be raised to the Lord of hosts in the midst of Egypt. Egypt, biblically, is a type of Africa. And so we are using Nigeria as Egypt in this context. He said, an altar shall be raised to the Lord of hosts in the midst of Egypt. He said, it shall be a pillar and a sign unto the Lord. He said, the people shall cry unto the Lord because of the oppressor, and he shall do what? He shall raise them a Savior, and he shall deliver them. He said, in that day, God will hear the cry of his people, and he will heal the land. So God wants to bring deliverance to our nation. God wants to bring healing to our nation. But the Bible tells us that the technology for facilitating the deliverance and the healing of a nation is that an altar must be raised to the Lord of hosts. I was praying a while ago about our nation. And we're praying about the next coming election. And the Lord began to speak to my heart. He said, there are two groups of people that can determine the outcome of the election. Thank God we're all mobilizing and picking our PVC. We're going to vote as believers. It is our civil responsibility. But he said, there are two groups of persons that can determine the outcome of 2023 election. He said, it is either the intercessors or the cabal. It is either the intercessors or the cabal. It is these two group of people that will determine the outcome. We want to pray. We want to raise an altar. We want to cry out as intercessors to say, Lord, arise over our nation. You say, when we raise an altar and cry, you will show up. You will bring deliverance. You will raise us a Savior, and he shall deliver us. I want us to say, Lord, let salvation come to our nation. I want you to cry out and say, Lord, arise in your might. Bring deliverance to our nation. Let the powers that have held our nations bound, let your hold be broken. Let our nation be delivered. You say it is by priesthood. It is when we raise an altar that God can stretch his hand and bring deliverance. All over the church, all over the churches in Nigeria, we raise an altar that you will arise by your mighty power. Let the deliverer come. Let deliverance come to our nation. Let deliverance come to our nation. Let deliverance come to our nation. We stand by our altar. We stand by the sacrifice of the Lord. We stand by the power of the blood of Jesus. And we demand deliverance. Let the strongholds, let the ancient powers that have held our nation bound, let their all be broken. You say, when we raise an altar and cry, you will come to us and save us. You will break the power of the oppressors. We cry because of oppression. Let the yoke of oppression be broken. Let the yoke of oppression be broken. Raise us, saviors. Bring us salvation. Let your deliverance come. Let your deliverance come. Let the hold of the enemy be broken. Let every power that has held our nation bound, let the altars of sorcery, let the powers of astrology, let powers from the waters, let powers from the constellations that have held our nation captive, let your all be broken. Let the hold of the oppressors be broken. We raise our altar. We raise our altar. We raise our altar. We raise our altar. We cry unto you because of the oppressor. We cry unto you because of the oppressors. Bring deliverance to our land. We stand as intercessors. We stand as a church. We demand the deliverance of our nation in the name of Jesus. Let the stronghold that has held our nation bound be broken. Let the power of the oppressors be broken in the name of Jesus. Let the sting of death be broken from our land. Let the yoke of the wicked be broken. Hey! Let the yoke of the wicked be broken. Let deliverance come to our nation. Let deliverance come to our nation. Let your mighty hand prevail. You say, when we raise an altar and cry out to you because of the oppressors, you will deliver our land. You say you will heal our land. Bring healing to our nation. We stand, O God. Let ancient powers, let strongholds of the wicked be broken in the name of Jesus. Let our nation be delivered. We stand by our sacrifice. Like Balaam told Balak, he says, stand by your sacrifice. We stand by the sacrifice of the life of Jesus, the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus. We demand the liberty of our nation. Let the stronghold of the wicked be broken from our land. Ilamande lebosaya. Ambregida balata. Ambregedia balande. Abaladia bando. Ambragado. Ambeleziza. Ambregedia balando. Ambalabola sanda. Abila barada. Abalagida balataya. Ambalato. Ambeleto. Abalataya, Ambiria Babola, let deliverance come to our nation. Let deliverance come. Arise, O God. Arise as a mighty man. Arise as a man of war. Prevail against your enemies. Prevail against your enemies. Bring our nation deliverance. Bring our nation deliverance. Bring our nation deliverance. Bring us out of the power of the oppressors. Let the rod of wickedness be broken over our nation. Let the rod of the wicked be broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9, Jesus taught the disciples to pray in this manner, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We want to demand and say, Lord, let your will prevail over Nigeria. Come 2023, let the will of God concerning this election prevail. Let the agendas of men not see the light of day. Let the counsel of men not come to pass. Arise, O God, over our nation. We want to see your will for our nation. Let your will come to pass. Let your will come to pass. Let the agenda of the wicked not prosper. Let the counsel of evil men not see the light of day. Let your will concerning the election come to pass. Let your will come to pass. We want to see your kingdom come. Stretch forth your hand over Nigeria. Stretch forth your hand over Nigeria. Let your will be established. Let your will be established. Let the agenda of God concerning the election, let it come to pass. Let the program of God, the eternal counsel of God concerning 2023 election, let it come to pass. We frustrate the plans of the enemy. We frustrate the devices of the wicked. Let the wicked be caught in their wickedness. Let the agenda of the enemy not come to light. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your counsel come to pass. Give us a man as you have proposed. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Every machinations of men, every counsel of the enemy, to manipulate the outcome of the election. We stand against such in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of God prevail. Let the will of God prevail. Let your counsel come to pass. Governor among the nations, for you give the kingdom to whoever you will. For you prevail in the affairs of men. You take the kingdom from one and give it to another. Arise, O God, over our nation. Let your finger be seen. Let it be said that this is but the finger of God. We want to see the finger of God. We want to see the hand of God prevail. Let the agenda of the wicked not come to pass. Let the devices of the enemy be frustrated. Let your counsel come to pass. Let your counsel come to pass. Concerning 2023 election, I label my sander. Mambregidi viaka, ambregedia valando, ambalasida, ambregedia vadaska, ampelia sala, abeledia vadaska, ambrodosida. Let your counsel come to pass. For you frustrate the tokens of liars, you drive diviners mad. But you fulfill the words of your servant. You perform your counsel in the mouth of your messengers. Let your counsel come to pass. Let your counsel come to pass. Let the agenda of the wicked not see the light of day. Let the schemings of the wicked be aborted. Let every satanic agenda concerning our nation be aborted. Let the will of God be done. Let your will, as it is written in the books of prophecy concerning Nigeria, before the foundations of the earth, let it come to pass. Let your vision concerning 2023, let it come to pass. Let the agenda of the wicked be frustrated. Let the agenda be frustrated. Frustrate the agenda of the wicked. Let their hands not carry out their enterprise. Hey, laborasanda, ambelia combelida, baladia valanda, abregedia bada, amboliga baya, mandologozia, paria monta. Let the will of God come to pass. Let the hand of the enemy be bound. Let the powers of the wicked be bound. Let the counsel of the enemy not come to pass. Oh God, prevail. Prevail against the enemies of our land. Let your will come to pass. We want to see your will in 2023. We want to see your counsel established. We partner with heaven. We partner with heaven. We say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, O God. Thy will be done, O God. Let your dream on Nigeria be fulfilled. Let your will for 2023 election come to pass. Let the agenda of the enemy be frustrated. We break the weapons of the enemy. We frustrate the machinations of the wicked. We destroy the devices of the enemy. We decree over our land, the will of God will stand. The will of God will stand. The will of God will stand. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the hand of the Lord will stand. Your hand will stand. Your counsel will come to pass. The agenda of the enemy will not prosper. The agenda of the wicked will not come to pass. The strategy of the cabal, the counsel of the workers of iniquity shall not stand. We rise against them. We rise against their plottings. We rise against their counsel. We bring confusion into their midst. We destroy their agenda. We declare that the outstretched hand of God prevails over our nation. Let the hand of God prevail. Let the hand of God prevail. Let your counsel come to pass. Let your will be done, O God. Let your will concerning 2023 election be done in Nigeria. Let your counsel come to pass. Let your outstretched arm be seen. Let men know that this is the finger of God. We want to see the hand of God. We want to see the very finger of God at work. Let your hand prevail. Let your hand prevail. Let the works of the enemy be frustrated. Let the devices of the enemy be destroyed. Mandalia pala, ambregia balande. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, stretch forth your scepter over Nigeria. Stretch forth your scepter of power over our nation. Come 2023 election, let your will come to pass. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let the angels of your presence that hearken to your voice, that bring your word to pass, our invisible allies, let them be deployed over Nigeria. Let angels be deployed over Nigeria from the north to the south. Let the angels of God be deployed. Let them bring the word of God to pass. Let the counsel of God be done. Bless ye the Lord, O his angel, that excel in strength, that do his commandment, hearkening to the voice of his word. Let the angelic help that we need in this hour be invoked. We ask for angelic help. We ask for angelic assistance. We ask for angelic intervention, angelic interference. Come 2023. Let the hand of God be seen. Let it be seen. Let men acknowledge the finger of God. Let it be said that we are a people that God has helped. We ask for your help, O God, that your eternal purpose concerning our nation will stand. Hey! Shabalabaradas, Mandalia Bondoskida, Ambregedia Balaka, Ambila Mantaila, Ambregedia Balando. Abrendoskida, Abila Mandolia Kababo, Abalakidi Viando Balata, Abelia Barando, Abelakando Skibaya, Abelia Bombela, Abela Suta, Abrandia Combeliga Babo, Abela Muna Masanda Kaba, Abele Muna Malata. Let your will come to pass. Let your counsel come to pass. Let your hand prevail over the enemies of our nation. Let the agenda of men be frustrated. Let the agenda of men be frustrated. Let the counsel of God come to pass. Let the counsel of God come to pass. Aile Boraba Sanda Babo. Abelia Monda Balata. Abelia Borodoska. Abelia Bando Boroziza. Ilibiando Robobobobobobo. Andolo Brondo Sila Bababo. In the name of Jesus. We're going to pray and say, Lord, around the election season, we invoke your hand over this nation. We bind the violence of the dragon. Because what I see in the visions of the night, I see a chaos around that window, that season of election. And I saw people on the streets everywhere. And I remember in 2020, January, God told us, about all that we saw in October, what we call the answers. What I saw is worse than that. And when I woke up, the Lord said, pray against the state of anarchy. If you understand what that means, he said, pray against the state of anarchy. What I saw looked like violence and destruction and war. He said, pray against the state of anarchy. We are going to pray. You see, I was bent that this year I will do my labors in the secret and I'll keep my proclamation to myself. But the Lord said, pray against a state of anarchy. The manipulations of the enemy to bring wasting, to bring destruction, to bring violence around that window so that the enemy can hijack the election for their own purpose. I want us to pray and say, Lord, let your hand move over our nation. Let your hand move over our nation. We come against the state of anarchy. We come against violence and destruction across the length and breadth of Nigeria. We come against them. We come against that power, that ancient spirit that is waiting to be routed against the souls of men. We come against the power of the dragon. We bind the violence of the dragon. We bind the destructions of the dragon. We come against the spirit of the waster. We come against the spirit of the destroyer. We speak peace to our nation. We speak prosperity within our palaces. We rebuke the enemy. We come against the flood, the raging flood from the north, the raging flood from the south, seeking to swallow up our nation. We come against that flood of darkness. We come against the flood of darkness. We bind the floods from overflowing. We bind the flood of violence and wickedness and destruction from overflowing. We bind the power of Leviathan. We bind the power of the twisted serpent. We release the sword of judgment in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to shout and give the Lord praise. I say, Lord, your counsel shall stand.
Can you insist that his counsel will stand? Weapons have been amassed. Foot soldiers have been made available. Destruction, tension is in sight. Let the hand of God manipulate it all. Can you insist? We shall not hear the voice of wasting and the voice of warring. He will send us deliverance and it will be swift. We insist that this confusion will not continue. Let grace be released. Let grace be released. Let grace be released in the name of Jesus Christ. The time of our release has been ordained by God. And we understand by the Spirit that it is now. Nothing will manipulate us. Nothing will overrun us. Nothing will extend the shelf life of this darkness. We insist that the will of God will be done. We insist that the kingdom of God will come. We insist that the hand of God will be made manifest. Every scheme of man to manipulate things, to create a false tension that will suggest that the shelf life of this season will be extended. We come against it. We destroy it. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for help. We ask for help, Lord. We ask for help. Send us help. Send us help as a nation. Send us help as a people. Send us help as a territory. Send us help. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Can we ask that God will judge? You know, suddenly there's a jailbreak suddenly. Suddenly. For the last 35 years, how many nations have you heard that there have been a jailbreak? Prisons are built. Even when we went to the police to get specification on how the police post outside here is to be built, they said the cell, we must put burglary before the ceiling so that a criminal that is locked up cannot take advantage of the weak ceiling to escape. That's just a cell, not a prison. Do you know what they call prison? The specifications of building a prison exceeds what we did here as a cell. And you can't escape from here. Suddenly, there's a massive jailbreak. It's obvious that foot soldiers have been recruited, gathered from different places. We have seen it before. We'll still be alive when this thing ends. We'll still be alive. Make diviners mad. Make diviners mad. The Lord will never be known except he executes judgment. It is him that kills and makes alive. We want to say, God, if you need to kill human beings in order for Nigeria to be free, kill. Can we cry? 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 Anyone that says there'll be no peace in the land, may the Lord take peace from his household. Anyone that says there's going to be chaos so that we can extend the shelf life of the oppression in the territory, let peace be taken from him. Anyone that wants to kill a man to spill blood in order to extend our bondage as a nation, let his blood be spilled. We hold on to our stronghold, the altar of our defense. We call upon you, O Jehovah. Sabaoth, the man of war, come to the aid of Nigeria. Come to the aid of Nigeria. Come to our aid. I can't hear your voice. I can't hear your voice. I can't hear your voice. Oh, 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 oh. The strength of Zion has been challenged. The strength of Zion has been challenged. The strength of Zion has been challenged. Come to our aid. Come to our aid. It is in your power to save. It is in your power to save, to bring salvation. It is in your power to redeem. Look upon Nigeria with mercy and send us salvation. Simon Lababaraka Sadina Kusketa Mando Roke Setila Mohonde Hasaleto Kombelaya. It is in your power to save. It is in your power to redeem. It is in your power. It is in your power. We make demands on your power. We make demands on your sovereignty. Act, O God, concerning Nigeria. Soke malambro kosika balabasaya zamotala prante kosketo monde Shemina Kanta Baboria, Abala Masheka Talababo de Balaita, Abresco Falamo Compelamina Sante. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In our family WhatsApp group, once and again, you will see intelligence reports. They say, those of you in Abuja, don't go towards Kubwa. That's Monday. Then on Tuesday, you see another one signed by an operations officer in the police. Airport Road is a no-go. Every system, every wisdom, every intelligence that wants to use insecurity as a strategy to achieve a goal, anyone whose hand, whose impute, whose money, whose wisdom was part of this arrangement, we want to ask that before the end of this year, let Jehovah Sabaoth, the man of war, let him show us a sign in Nigeria. Just a sign. It is in your power to do it. Show us a sign. Can you cry to him? Just a sign. Just a sign. Just a sign from God. Just a sign from God. A show of his power. A show of his sovereignty. Oh, who is he that speaketh a thing and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not sent on it? Who is he? What is man before you? Come to our aid. 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 Sela mira kamba la tala bokoria basima. Ayeto sele. Ayeto manteli monde. Ebraske toma habalaita. Isome na kade boboria sinte. Abrata baboko satala. Abrata bayeto sabina. Arana masata abrata baboka salia. Come to our aid as a nation. Come to our aid as a nation. Come to our aid in the name of Jesus. Come to our aid in the name of Jesus. We call upon your name. We call upon your name. Lord, bring salvation. Bring salvation. Bring salvation. Show us a sign before the end of 2022. A sign of your judgment. A sign of justice. A sign of justice. A sign of judgment. Show us a sign. Show us a sign. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus. There are strategies. If electronics are going to be used in any way or the other as means of validating voters, transmitting the outcome of elections, then it means that the possibility of manipulation exists. We can be transmitting data from your polling unit. Meanwhile, the system has already been preloaded. You see, once upon a time, while we're still in public service, they developed a software to make our job easy and to synchronize things. After 2 months, some of the staff labor on it, and find other capabilities that the software, that is inherent in the software that the manufacturer, the developer is not aware of. As long as it is electronic. So you can preload. We say, you already have 2 million. You already have 15 million. It is possible to preload. It's statistics. You can manipulate it. I've even seen a situation. A friend of mine was invited by EFCC when we were in the oil industry. I was the operative that managed that transaction. Are you with me? So he was invited to the EFCC. And they showed him his account statement. Are you there? The bank, name withheld, doctored his account statement. So it is possible. His saving grace was that when he finished the transaction, he demanded for a statement that was printed, and the bank stamped it and signed and endorsed. By the time he went to EFCC, EFCC had a statement that came from the bank with the same level of endorsement. He brought his own, EFCC brought their own, and they were different. You know what saved him? Because it's arguable which one is the real one. What eventually saved him was, we took a picture using a phone that captures date and time and snapped the vessel that brought the product. I and him were standing. Meanwhile, somebody was claiming that he was the one that brought that vessel. And he provided bank evidence to support his lie. So even as credible as the banking system is, unfortunately, account statements can be doctored. You may not even know. Maybe your 5,000 has missed. But they took it not as 5,000. It was taken gradually. Cumulatively, it became 5,000. Are you there? That was how my friend was released from EFCC. And then the bank manager that brought that statement was a corporate, and they kept him there. May the Lord find a system by which men can be kept. You know, the story of Nigeria is becoming interesting because the things we didn't used to know is coming out now. It's coming out. It's popping out. It's prayer that is manipulating things. And that manipulation will not end. Amen. We want to ask that every attempt to preload, every attempt to generate virtual, non-existent data. You know, the other day we were doing child dedication in South Africa. So someone sent a WhatsApp message that he wants his children to be dedicated. I said, where are they? He said, no, online. I said, how will your salvation look like if Jesus died on an E-cross? If he died virtually, how will your salvation look like? Virtual. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Baba, we do it. But those are salient prayer points. And we will make noise, we will make noise, we will make noise until it's difficult to hide something. We will make noise. Aye. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. You may be seated. I saw the island that Mandela was incarcerated for 27 years. I saw it standing on the Table Mountain in Cape Town, South Africa. And I felt we had not fought for Nigeria enough. The reason why it's like this is because we have not fought for this nation enough. Go anywhere with a green passport. In the moment you arrive in the United States, they'll begin to interrogate you. Meanwhile, they interviewed you, you brought your documents, they cleared you, gave you a visa, but you now arrive at the point of entry, it's another interview. Just because you have a green passport. We arrived South Africa by 5 a.m. in the morning. they were just clearing people. When I came with my green passport, they were not in a hurry anymore. The people were tired. They wanted to go home. But because the passport is green, we are not even interested of going home again. We have not fought for Nigeria enough. I saw that island. It's in the midst of the ocean. That's where they built a prison. So that even if you break through yourself, you need to fellowship with sharks before you reach the land. And a man went through all of that because of a nation. Not an angel. We will fight for Nigeria.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.